Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing about Narayana Kavacha from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8. And we have given a verse number 18. So before we move on to reading verse number 18, let us pray to the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Okay, so chapter 6, verse number 18. So let us read, you know, verse and then translation and then purport. Then, of course, followed by discussions of key points from this translation, also a little bit from the purport. Of course, we have today audience, more kids. I think I will orient my discussion more towards kids, but this applies to everyone. Everyone is a kid at the end of the day. All right, so let's start with the... Let's read word by word, you know, just Sanskrit word, and then it will be more easier to pronounce the words. Dhanavantriha Bhagavan Patu Apatayat Dvandavat Bhayat Rasaba Nirijatatma Yajna Cha Lokat Avatat Jana Anantat Bala Ganat Krodavasat Abhinandraha Dhanavantir Bhagavan Patva Apatayat Dhanavantir Bhagavan Patva Apatayat Dvandvat Bhayat Rasaba Nirjitatma Dhanavat Bhayat Rasabo Nirjitatma Yajna Cha Lokat Avataja Janatadat Yajna Cha Lokat Avataja Janatadat Balo Ganat Krodha Vasad Abhinadara Baloganat Krodha Vasad Abhinandra Dhanavantir Bhagavan Patu Apadayat Dhanvad Bhayad Rasabo Nirjitatma Yajnascha Loka Davatya Janatat Balo Ganat Krodha Vasad Abhinraha Dhanavantir Bhagavan Patva Padayat Dhanavad Bhayat Rasabo Nirjitatma Yajnascha Loka Davaja Janatat Balo Ganat Krodha Vasad Abhinraha. Hare Krishna. So word-to-word translation. Dhanavantriha, the incarnation of Dhanavantri, the physician. Bhagavan, The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pato, may He protect me. Apatayat, from things injurious to the health, such as meat and intoxicants. Dvandvat, from duality. Bhayat, from fear. Rasaba, Lord Rasabhadev. Nirjitatma, who fully control his mind and self. Yajnaha, yajna. Cha, mind. Lokat, from the defamation of the populace. Avat, may he protect. Jana anantat, from the dangerous positions created by other people. Bala, Lord Balaram. Ganat, from the hearts of Krodha Vasat, the angry serpents. Abindraha, Lord Balaram, in the form of the serpent Seshanaga. Translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His incarnation as Dhanavantri, relieve me from the undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Asvadev, who conquered His inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Agnya protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. May Lord Balaram as Sesha protect me from envious serpents. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. To live within this material world, one must face many dangers as described herein. For example, undesirable food poses a danger to the health, and therefore one must give up such food. The Dhanavantri incarnation can protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities, if He likes, He can save us from Adi Bhautika disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balaram is Sesha incarnation, and therefore He can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. So let us read translation again. So please repeat after me. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His incarnation as Dhanavantri, relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Asvadev, who conquered His inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Agnya protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balaram as Sesha protect me from envious serpents.
Namo Mishtapadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itiname Namaste Sarasvati Gaurav Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Padasana Siddhasana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
So, you know, this chapter
primarily covers about Narayana Kavacha, that is the protection from all kinds of troubles that we encounter in this material world. All kind of misery that we face, all kind of people we face. Of course, we perform so many activities. As a result, reaction come and we are seeking protection. And, you know, so this protection, who is seeking? Actually, Indra is seeking. You know, in previous chapters, you all heard about how Indra offended his spiritual master, Braspati. So that had led him losing his power and ability. Indra is supposed to be one of the very powerful person who can easily defeat great demons. But because he offended, he was not able to, you know, do that. So as a result, other parties have become, demons become very powerful and took over his heavenly planet. So then obviously he went to Brahma and Brahma gave advice. Okay, go to this Vishwarupa and he's going to give you a solution. So take him as a spiritual master. And Vishwarupa, of course, was a great Brahmana. And he knew all the Vedas properly and Narayana Kavacha, of course, very nicely. And he taught this Narayana Kavacha to Indra. So this chapter, Narayana Kavacha, so this chapter, as we have studied starting from beginning, started with purificatory process. So just like when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we also need purificatory process. What is our purificatory process? We start with Jairadha Madhava. So trying to, you know, get some little bit pastimes of Lord Radha Madhav in our mind, in our mouth, in our ear. Then some places they also show you. You know, if you go to some of the Hare Krishna temples, ISKCON temples, they also display Jai Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. So they will show you. So each of the line, they will show you pictorically a nice pastime that represents Jai Radha Madhava, then his Gopijana Vallabha, Giridwardhari. They will show you Lord Krishna holding, you know, Giri Govardhan. And then pastimes of how Mother Yashoda is running. So this way our eyes as senses also engaged. Correct? Otherwise eyes will be looking left side. What is this girl doing? What is that boy doing? Who is wearing what dress? So mind will be flickering. So engaging our senses, so is also there. So that is how we purified, and then of course, then we started with Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly here also, even Narayana Kavacha Mantra, you can't simply stand there, sit down wherever you want, you start, you know, seeking protection from Lord Ramachandra, because I'm in Australia. Correct? So in yesterday, I think, there was protection also sought from, requested from Lord Ramachandra, by praying to Lord Chandra. Especially those who go into foreign country, like those who are born in Germany, then come to Australia, they have come to foreign country. Those who are born in India, they come to Australia, so they are in foreign country. In foreign country, we need protection. So that was already discussed yesterday, but we are seeking. So first we purified, and then start seeking prayers of Lord Vishnu. So started with eight-armed Lord Vishnu. Then of course, then we start seeking prayers, protection from various incarnations of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna has innumerable incarnations. Generally we know Dashavatara, 10 main incarnation, but innumerable incarnation. So it seems number of incarnations of Lord Krishna are so unlimited, just like you go to waves, you know, all these seven samudras, seven waves, seven samudras, you know, oceans, and you see, count how many waves are coming. How many waves are coming? Uncountable. Correct? Similarly, so many expansions of Lord are there to protect us. So, because our desires are so unlimited. So, that is why probably Lord has kindly incarnated into so many incarnations, expanded Himself to protect us. So it is up to us to seek that protection. So in earlier classes we heard about seeking protection from Matsya. Because when we go and swim in water, you will come across a shark. Correct? We need protection from Matsya. Like that it continued to Vamana, Kurma, then of course Varaha, Parshuram, Ramachandra, Narayana, Dattatreya, Kapila, Sanat Kumaras, Hayagriva, Naradev. So, of course, Narasimhadev. So, yesterday there was a nice discussion about seeking protection from Lord Narasimhadev. So, when you come across dangers of this material world, so the dangers can come from anywhere, including your parents also. Yeah. So today's verse is focused on seeking protection from Dhanavantri, Rasavadev, Yajna Purusha, and Balaram. So each one of them will protect us in a different way. So in the here in the translation, we are seeking protection from Dhanavantri. Who is Dhanavantri? Dhanavantri is also incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So he is also a very powerful personality. So this Dhanavantri, we are seeking his protection from illness, physical illness, and also of course from troubles we get from eating undesirable food items. Like if you are eating most of the time chips. So here we have got kids. So if you give them a choice between Krishna Prasada and chips or even papad, so they all prefer to eat papad, the plate full of papad. So those of you who are, generally tend to serve on week Saturday feast, and that day they make a lot of papads, and kids will skip all of them, from rice, dal, sabji, halwa, they skip everything, they generally come in with plate to the papad, only eating papad. So if you only eat papad, what happens? So slowly, our health will become weaker. So what do? Stop eating papad. Along with that, you pray to Dhanavantri. So Dhanavantri is a... So Dhanavantri is... Who is Dhanavantri? Dhanavantri is a medical officer, doctor. So he is a physician. So so the Dhanavantri appearance... Especially we hear in Samudra Manthan. So some of you, so what is this Samudra Manthan? So if you have not seen, sometimes you are traveling from, let's say, from India to Australia via Thailand, Bangkok. In Bangkok, they have got airport, they have got a big, Samudra Manthan. So they are holding Vasuki, then Mount Mandara, then one side very beautiful looking personalities, which are devatas, other side fiercely looking personalities, which are demons. So they are churning the ocean. So why did the churning of ocean begin? Again, Indra is the cause of this. So Indra has been creating a lot of problem. And then of course, once he is create the problem, so not only he has to face, but also people living on earth also have to face. So there are many pastimes where Indra offended either his guru or a devotee or a saintly person. For simple reason. In Samudra Manthan, so as you all know, so once Indra, he sat on his Airavata, his vehicle. What is his vehicle? Elephant, Airavata. The name of elephant is called Airavata. Because every living entity has a name. It has a purpose. So, of course, name we can give it ourselves just to distinguish living entity. So this, he sat on Airavata and going in a very proud, in a position. Then meanwhile he come across Durvasa Muni. So Durvasa Muni was going, and of course he was also wearing garland like me. So, and of course his garland was from Sri, that is from goddess of wealth, Lakshmi Devi. So yeah, just like we come to temple, sometime we are presented with garland of Radharani, or sometime from Radha Vallabha, and of course from Srila Prabhupada if you are giving a class. So this is from Srila Prabhupada. But he was presented with that garland, and so he saw, Indra, then he thought, okay, let me honor him by presenting a garland. So he gave it to him. So what did Indra do? Usually if I give a garland, people take and put it there in their head. They don't throw it away. But Indra, he didn't throw away, but he thought, okay, this is, this sage is giving me, and just put it on that Airavata. Airavata just took it, you know, from his nose or mouth. He took it, then just fling it to the ground. So this infuriated Durvasamuni. He became very angry. Then obviously if Durvasamuni become angry, there will be some effect. Cause is that Airavata throwing that garland. Of course, Indra should not have put in. If he had put it in his head, Airavata would not have dared to take it from his neck and throw it away. So so then, of course, this Durvasamuni cursed him, and then as a result of that curse, Indra started becoming slowly weakened. Then the moment Devatas become weak, what happens? Demons will come and take over the kingdom. So that's what happened. So then they were seeking, so all these Devatas went to Brahma, then Brahma sent it to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, okay, now that you have become weak, nothing can be done. So what you can do is, why don't you make a deal with those demons? Sometime if you become a weak, you know, so there is an opposition party, the best thing is to make some kind of friendship with them. So why don't you make a deal with them, that let's work together, then, you know, produce Amrita. Then you can also be, you know, completely no death. Drink Amrita, no health problem. So no death problem. So you can be, you know, immortal. So that deal they presented. Then this demon thought, this is a good deal. We will work together and produce Amrita. What did they do? So they went to ocean of milk. So there, of course, they need a churning means. You need, if you are churning a butter. So here, most of the kids, they have not seen how to churn a butter. They only know how to get this butter from shopping centers, you know, either Coles market or different places, just go and get it. But usually in villages, so you churn the milk, correct? You need a shaft, and below the chakra, then rope, then you tie it to like this strong, you know, a pole, because if you tie it to this one, it will fall down. So this is not strong. So we need a strong pole. So then you churn. When you start churning, you know, this butter, slow, you know, curd, then it starts coming that ghee, correct? Butter. So here, similarly, they were started churning. They needed a rod. So the rod was the mountain, Mount Mandara. Then they need a, you know, rope. Where are you going to get a rope which can be strong enough for both Devatas and Asuras to pull? They could find this material rope. They found Vasuki, serpent. They started churning. Of course, Lord has to protect, otherwise while sinking, as a Kurma Vatara, he protected, so he don't sink. So there also he has taken so many you know, expansions and farms, incarnates in. Anyway, there, so when they start churning, so they found, they started coming various things, including poison and so on. Of course, as you know, the poison was drank by Lord Shiva. But he didn't drink fully. So that time Parvati went and stopped here. Usually if you try to take a poison at home, so a good wife will come and stop you. Other some wife will not. Okay, drink, no problem. I will supply you a bit more also if you like. So it's not always, but there Parvati protected. So as a result, so all this hala poison is you know, in the neck of Lord Shiva. So that is why it's called Neelakanta. He's also called Kanta, Neelakanta. Anyway, so while drinking, there was some remnant also fell down. Who drank this remnant? The snakes. So then on, all the snakes become poisonous. Very fiercely. That is what we also have. If you want to seek protection from these snakes and serpent like living entities and humans, you need to pray to Shesha. So that is the cause. Hala production. And some remnant here and there. You know, if something fell down, sometime ants will come. If you're eating rasagulla, sometime you put fully into your mouth, no problem. But if you're eating, then something will fall down here and there, ants will come. So that's what happened. So, you know, serpents produced, they became also poisonous, fierce living beings. So later on, Dhanavantri appeared. So Dhanavantri is the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, that is Lord Krishna.
So he also had four hands just like Lord Vishnu. Correct? Unlike us who only have two hands, but Dhanavantri has four hands. And he didn't come with empty handed. Correct? When we appear in this world, we come empty handed, then start crying. Anybody came with any wealth when you come to this world? Correct? Sometimes some people say, a baby is born, it came with ring. How did it came? The ring. You know, this nurse who is helping deliver that baby, and this boy in his malhood only, they will take away the ring from the nurse and show the nurse ring. Correct? He already, exhibited his quality, what that person will be. You heard about this kind of stories? Yeah, the baby is coming, hold like this. Then the finger of that nurse, already very slippery, and the gold ring will come out. Yeah, so some babies may be born, appeared. While appearing, they picked up gold ring from the nurse. Okay, so here Dhanavantri had, so with his four hands, so in each of his hand he had something. So just like Lord Vishnu, he also had a Shankha. Chakra, of course he doesn't need chakra, but he need to give us medicine. So he came with a pot with nectar amruta. So this amruta, of course, was meant to be distributed to all those who were churning this ocean, some of them or all of them. So he came with. But this amruta will be finished. So limited amruta, correct? For people like us, we also need some kind of amruta. May not be amruta that will make us immortal, but amruta that will make us, recover from illness. So therefore, he also came with a book. The book that contained the Ayurvedic book, the book that contained instruction on, how to counter illness, how to counter ill effects of eating undesirable eatables. So that was the book. Then of course he also had a Padma. Then he also had some, herbs and medicine that you can make so that you have to demonstrate to people. Looks like he did this demonstration very nicely in Kerala. As a result, in Kerala we see so many Ayurvedic resorts. Then obviously, not just resort, people also pray to and worship to Dhanavantri. So from that perspective, if you see Dhanavantri temples, lot in Kerala. Before that, this Amruta that came, Amruta, when Dhanavantri appeared with Amruta, what happened? Obviously, these devatas and demons, asura, they're watching. Oh, here is a personality coming with this pot. And this is what we were told. That what deal with devatas was, that when a person appears with amruta, we will share. But these demons thought, why should we share with these devatas? Let us, ourselves drink. So they snatched, one person snatched from Dhanavantri and started running. So then other demons thought, oh, this demon, this guy is running and he's going to drink everything. How can we leave him? So they started running with him and then said that everybody quarreling. Oh, I want to drink first. Me. Correct? Sometimes that happens also among kids. So if you have ice cream, birthday party, and they're distributing ice cream, everybody says, me, first. Everybody wanted to be first. So similarly, they were also, they were fighting among themselves. So this fight is going on. Sometime in that fight, some drops of nectar also fell down. Then obviously this fight is going on. Then meanwhile, what happens? Devatas, they became morose. We work together. We also expect some share from that amruta. So then they become morose. Then Lord Vishnu said, don't worry. So he just, with his captivating potency. So Lord is so beautiful, so captivating, that if you see Lord Krishna first time in your life, you will fall unconsciousness, you will become unconscious. You won't become Krishna conscious, you become unconscious. If you see Lord first time in your life, so beautiful. That is one of the reasons why we have to see every day, come and take Mangalarti Darshan or Srangarati Darshan. So slowly, slowly get used to His beauty. So when you see, you will not fall, you know, unconscious. So you will be still in a state of mind and you can see. Very, very important. And this requires a lot of tapas, not easy. Similarly, if you see Srimati Radharani first time in your life, let's say she gives you darshan. According to Prabhupada, if you have not seen Srimati Radharani in her, in her archa vigraha and developed liking, it seems she will die. Is that true, Prabhu? So she is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, that just person dies. Sometime, you know, in so much of ecstasy, everything, nothing working, die. So that's what happens. So here, so Lord has a captivating personality. So that captivating energy, he used that energy, then he appeared as a Mohini. That is the Maya. Maya is simply Lord's captivating energy. If you are attracted to a woman, attract to this, attract to that, it is actually captivating energy coming from Lord Sri Krishna. Everything coming from there. Correct? So material, spiritual, everything is emanating from Him. So that is the Maya, that's a captivating energy. So sometimes you say, oh, I'm in Maya. So because we're just taking shelter of inferior energy of Lord, everything is coming from there only. Nothing coming from us. We are not making anything. So coming there. So that captivating energy, Mohini. So Mohini, so all of you know story. So Mohini went there and demons thought, we are fighting. Then they all selected, oh, we are Lord, why do we fight? Why don't we ask this beautiful woman to distribute this to us? It will be so nice to drink, this amrita served by a beautiful air hostess or a beautiful, people who serve in her restaurants, correct? So the people who are drinking in the aeroplane, you might have seen, if the air hostess is very beautiful, they drink more and more and more and more from her hand. So if they are serving, if somebody not that beautiful, they come, they say, no, I'm not interested in drinking. But other person, they pick up glass. So this is what they thought, we can drink nicely samrita and become immortal, become more powerful. And they trusted amrita and given it to Mohini, correct? So that's what happened. But I can't hold here, it will fall down, better I drink amrita. So this is the Ganga Jal, Yamuna Jal from Radha Vallabha's tap. So better drink. This is not different from Ganga Jal. Okay, anything coming from Lord and His paraphernalia is all pure and all auspicious. Drink and increase your health and get the strength and you can speak Srimad Bhagavatam also. Okay, so Dhanavantri, so that now pot Mohini, started distributing. And we all know that she distributed mostly to Devatas because she made two rows. One rose was Devatas, other rose was, Asuras. Correct? So if you ask Balavan Prabhu to distribute, which row is going to start from? So he'll start from Devata's rose. First start serving Devata's rose and he's serving such a way that nothing left for Asuras. But same thing was about happening. That's what happened. Then Devata's become immortal. So this is captivating energy. Anyway, that all came from Dhanavantri. So that is how Dhanavantri appeared during Samudra Manthan. So, we heard about what all Dhanavantri is holding in his hand. Shankha, correct? Then Amruta, of course. In third hand, he's holding some of the herbs. Then the book, Ayurveda book. Actually, this appearance of Dhanavantri is also celebrated. Usually, we celebrate today appearance of Mother Sita Devi. Are we doing? At least in your mind. Just like we celebrated Radhashtami. Similarly, we celebrate in your mind. You can do. In a glorious way, you can say that Sita Ram is sitting on a very, opulent throne. And then, Bhaktiman is performing puja to the deity of Sita Ram, Sita Devi, correct?
and then the next others are assisting, like Goparandesh is assisting, then he is also performing Achman, correct? Sometime other devotees also have desire, sometime I also desire, then I have to request Goparandesh Prabhu, can I also do something, some seva? He will say, no problem. Maybe looks like there are too many there. So why don't you go and take bath and change the dress and come, you perform, you know, three-man arati. So usually only one person. So like that. You seek, you know, devotee's shelter and you get an opportunity to perform some seva. If not panchabhisheka, but at least you can do a puja or maybe you can put a flower. So this is appearance. So similarly, when Dhanvantri appeared, so, you know, people started also celebrating. So now we have National Ayurvedic Day, which is actually the day of appearance of the Dhanvantri. So this recently started. Nowadays became a fashion. Every day is the day of somebody. So recently we had a Mother Day, then Father Day, so then Wife Day, correct? Correct? So there are various days, then Children Day, Teachers Day. So like that we have Teachers Day, like various appearance days are happening. As a result, 365 days holiday. Because if you don't give a holiday, government will be, you know, people will fight with them. Then some politicians will say, no problem, you guys are now become 30% of India's population, very important for my election, so there will be holiday declared. Like that, there are so many holidays are there. Even Valmiki Day is there, Valmiki holiday. Okay, so we have so many holidays in India. So in Australia also we have holidays. But if the holiday happens to be on Saturday and Sunday, we will declare holiday on Monday or Tuesday, whenever that the working day. Correct? So therefore the goal is not celebrating that day. The goal is to get a holiday. Okay, so here is a natural, national Ayurvedic day celebrated. That's happening. So then of course, now pray to Dhanvantri. What does it mean? So if you directly go to Dhanvantri and say, oh Dhanvantri, please give me some medicine so that my sugar level will decrease. Oh Dhanvantri, please give me some medicine so that my cholesterol will decrease, so that I can eat more halwa. More and more halwa, more and more you know, milk sweets, sandesh, correct? Sandesh and peda, so many sweets are offered. So right now I am only able to eat just remnant, little bit one, but I want to eat all four. Not all four, all 12. Because in a offering plate, we put four sandesh or four sweets, correct? I want to eat all 12. Right now I'm eating only half or maybe not able to eat. So you pray to Dhanvantri. So if you directly demand, you may not get it. You have to use mantra. Correct? So that mantra, there is also Dhanvantri mantra too. So I was doing some exploration to see what is the Dhanvantri mantra. So Dhanvantri mantra is just three lines. So you can repeat after me, very easy actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva Dhanvantre. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva Dhanvantre. Amrita Kalasya Hastaya Sarvamaya Vinashaya. I think this is a bit harder. Amrita Kalasya Hastaya Sarvamaya Vinashaya Trelokanathaya Sri Mahavishnuve Namaha. That's all. So now you are eligible to take prasada cooked by Pallavan Prabhu. So he has definitely put a lot of ghee, then very, very tasty. Then along with that, we also get Mahaprasada, puris, pakoda, then halwa, then chutney. So like this, there are so many are made, and if you want to eat nicely, I think you can, because now you repeated this mantra. So this is the Dhanvantri mantra. So at least the first line is very easy. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva Dhanvantre. So before taking any prasada, at least remember this mantra. So here we are remembering, you know, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are remembering Lord Krishna. Then of course Dhanvantre.
Because Dhanavantara is the expansion of Lord Vishnu. So this all right. So you will get then Dhanavantri, Lord Dhanavantri, who is incarnation of Lord Vishnu, will also be pleased. Therefore, he will make you eligible to eat to your, you know, satisfaction. So then any illness also you can pray to that. So, and then of course Dhanavantri is so powerful. There are many temples of Dhanavantri. So they are actually in many places. Majority of them are in Kerala. So as we all know, if you want to detoxicate or purify your body, physical body, some of the internal organ system, you can go to Kerala and undergo this panchakarma. Yesterday night, Gopanjas Prabhu was telling about this panchakarma. One of them is blood, rakta bhakshana. Correct? So they prepare you just like we have purifying process, preparing for the next. So they also purify, prepare you, then make you vomit, then, do all sorts of things. Finally, they also, do panchabhakshana, bloodletting. So this is through the leeches and others. So that is all complicated process. But anyway, that is detoxication of the body, taking all unwanted blood, unwanted things, toxicants in our body. So this way you can purify. So these temples are in Kerala, in many places in Kerala, in Tamil Nadu also, of course. How many of you went to Sri Rangam? He has appeared, okay. So there also, within Sri Rangam, big temple, that area, so there is also Dhanavantri temple inside. Maybe small temple, small altar possibly. Okay, so there also you can. Then Coimbatore as well, there is a temple. Then Kerala, many places. You go to Thrissur, there is a temple. You go to Kochi, there is one. And you go to Trivandrum, there is one. If not, you take darshan of Lord Padmanabha, if you don't find. If you keep searching Dhanavantri and you find a Padmanabha, that is the highest achievement. There is nothing lost. Correct? From Padmanabha, everything is there. Dhanavantri also will come. Then Maharashtra. If you go to Maharashtra, there are Dhanavantri. Then if you go to Orissa, in Orissa, the place where we all want to go is generally Puri, correct? Jagannath Puri. In Puri also there is a Dhanavantri temple. So some of the devotees who are going to Jagannath Puri for Puri Yatra, inauguration of Puri Yatra, or conclusion of Puri Yatra, so you can, during that period, take Dhanavantri darshan. So this is very nice. So these are many temples are there. So that is about Dhanavantri. So we discussed too much about Dhanavantri. So let us briefly talk about Rasavadev. See, Rasavadev, we are seeking protection from what? From duality. What is duality? So here, for example, due to season, sometimes it is too hot, sometimes it is too cold. Correct? So this, the verse says, translation, so protect me from a duality of heat and cold. So the moment you are in this world, so we have to undergo miseries. So, there are three types of miseries. So in the purport, Prabhupada talks about Adi Bhautik. But there are other miseries, Adhyatmik, Adi Daivik and Adi Bhautik. So miseries caused by our own mind and body. So we are praying to Dhanavantri to protect us from miseries caused by our body. Illness, correct? So that is Adi, Adhyatmika. So that's the misery. So we have, in this verse, we have Dhanavantri, who will give you solution for miseries caused by our body and our bodily activities. Then Rasavadev is, we are seeking protection from duality, from cold and heat, so at least that due to cold and hot. So during cold season, we seek protection from protection using jacket. Correct? So you can also pray to Lord Rasavadev. So who is Rasavadev? So during, lockdown, so this fifth canto, many have not attended in person, but they attended remotely. So this has several chapters about Rasavadev,
characteristics, his qualities, and his teachings. And one of these teachings is very, very, you know, important. So if you have not heard that teachings, it's better to at least remember the first instruction of Lord Asavadeva, teaching to his sons. So just like we teach to our, children, our kids, so he also taught. So his first instruction is very, very powerful. He says, my dear boys, correct? If you don't have boys, my dear girls, correct? So if this was from Balavan, he will say, my dear daughters. I also say, so need to say same thing, my dear daughters. Of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded human form of life should not work day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even to dogs and hawks that eat stool. If you give such an instruction, you will be kicked out of house. Correct? If you say, my dear boys and girls, you should not work day and night so hard just for sense gratification. Correct? Which is also available to dogs and hawks which eat stool. If you compare, if you give such a comparison, you know, you will be kicked out. So try. If you are not kicked out, please try. Yeah, so this is a very instruction. But what he is saying, so just do, he is saying simply for sense gratification. He is not saying that don't work. Work, but what for? So maybe just enough to take care of your body needs. And then you can use the rest of the time for achieving a divine position of devil service. Achieve a divine position. What is the highest position? Is to become a bhakta, bhakti. So divine position. So therefore, he is talking about, now of course, the rest of the instruction about how do you achieve that divine position. So usually if you want to become pure devotee and become an expert in devotional service, so you start associating with those who are engaged in, start associating with saintly people, devotees, then you take a spiritual master, you take that instruction and follow in your life. So now, praying to Lord Asavadeva, what does it mean? How do you pray? Praying to somebody means, you know, of course, glorifying their qualities and also following their instruction. Actually, you have two choices. One is glorifying them, second is following their instruction. Which one pleases most to a person? He is following the instruction. Even in this material world also, if somebody is a materialist, so you can glorify him, you know, praise his education, praise his dress, praise his qualities, praise his children, praise his wife, praise his everything you start praising. That's number one option. Number two is to follow his instruction. Even in material world also, if you follow instruction of a person, that pleases that person more than praising. Because praising at some point it becomes too much. Correct? So they don't trust you if you praise too much. But if you follow the instruction and do perfect job, then they trust you more. Otherwise they will say, this fellow is simply muskifying me, buttering me. Correct? There is some trouble is waiting. But if you do follow the instruction and perform, they accept you better. So similarly here, Lord Asavadeva, you want to pray, you want protection from duality of this world. Not only just from cold or hot. This world is full of dualities. Correct? Sometimes people will honor you, sometimes dishonor you. Correct? This happens. So there is full of dualities. You see, dualities is unlimited. So you want protection from those dualities of this world. And then what is the use of this protection? You seek the protection. Let us say Lord Asavadeva give you that protection. What do you do with it? So you need to use that, now that you are protected, you are safe, your body, you know, you are safe from all kinds of dangers. So why don't you use that time to follow the next instruction, that is to achieve this devotional position of devotional service. This is a divine position, highest position. So that's what we need to do. So that is about Asavadeva. So that is Adi, Daivik. We talked about miseries caused by our own mind and body, that is Dhanavantri. Then the miseries caused by these natural disturbances, seasons, you pray to Rasavadeva. Then comes Adi Bhautik. Misery is caused by other living entities, other people. Correct? Whom do we pray? That is also given here. So there you pray to Lord Balaram as Sesha. Lord Balaram. So misery is caused by other living entities. So we need to pray to Lord Balaram. So of course there is also Yajna, Yajna Purusha. So sometimes people you defame you. Defame from populace. The people who defame you, especially if you become more and more famous person, some people talk, at the back, they talk ill about you, and this defamation is even more prominent during election time. If you pick up any newspaper, there is only full of defamation only. Correct? Especially the leaders of the country. The biggest the leader you become a country, the biggest defamation. If you are a small fellow, they might just gossip about you. But if you are a big fellow, there will be defamation in the newspaper, big newspaper. Correct? So this defamation happens. If you are seeking a protection from defamation, then you seek help from Yajna Purusha. And of course, from other envious persons. So here Prabhupada says, Lord Svadeva Sesha, protect me from envious serpents. Actually, Chanakya Pandit said, see, compared to snake and humans, so who is more dangerous? Snake is also very poisonous, can be angry, can bite you. But Chanakya Pandit says that this human is, man is more dangerous than the snake, because snake can be tamed or charmed with mantra and herbs. You can chant a mantra, you can make, tame that snake. Or give a herb, so it will become soft, calm. Whereas a human is more dangerous than that snake, because so he cannot be tamed by any means. So, envious person is dangerous than snake. So this quote of Chanakya Pandit, Prabhupada uses very often in his lecture. That envious person is very, very dangerous than, more dangerous than snake. Because we can't charm this envious person with asking him to chant Hare Krishna mantra. He has to chant quite a lot. Possibly that enviousness can decrease. But envious person is more dangerous than snake. So this is seeking from Balaram as Ananta Sesha. And you all know that Balaram, who is Balaram? Brother of Krishna. So he is the first expansion of Krishna. Actually, this Balaram also expanded. Say Lord Krishna has expanded in your form. So he expects you also to expand and do some service. So Balaram also expanded himself into five forms. So as we know, Mahasankarsan, then Karnodaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Chirudaksha Vishnu. They are actually expansions of Lord Balaram. And also Sesha, the fifth expansion, Sesha. So we know expansion of Balaram in so many ways. Correct? So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we will see in one of the chapter, expansion of Mahavishnu sleeping on ocean, then expanding, many universes are coming. We are living in that universe, one of the universe. Correct? So we are benefiting from Lord Balaram expansion. So coming to Sesha, Sesha is also called Ananta. Anantadev. So we can seek protection from Anantadev, from envious people. If somebody is your enemy, giving a lot of trouble, what do you do? You go and pray to Anantadev. Is Anantadev in the temple here? Anantadev, correct? Sesha is Anantadev. So Anant, because unlimited, so he also performs unlimited sevas. He's like a servant. Correct? So these other three, Karunadaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Chirudaksha Vishnu, what are they doing? So they are primarily taking care of this cosmic manifestation, whether spiritual or material. Whereas Anantadev as a Sesha is a personal servant of Lord. Correct? Imagine, personal servant of Lord. And then of course, Supreme Lord is expanding so many forms, so many places. So this Ananta Sesha also unlimited expansion. His duty is to only serve Lord. So if you seek his help, So you can get protection from envious persons. So here in this altar, we have Ananta Sesha. Anantadev, Anantadev. So anybody recognize? Where is Anantadev? So next to Radha Krishna, that is Radha Rani and Krishna, you see Lord Ramachandra, Varadev and Sudarshan Chakra. Correct? Then after that, Anantadev, Hayagriva, Anantadev. So there are two Anantadevs here. So because sometimes we miss one Anantadev, no problem. There is another Anantadev waiting for you. Correct? So Anantadev, there are two. I'm called Lord Ramchandra is there. So in our previous verse, the Anantadev, I mean Lord Ramachandra's potency was given. Pray to Lord Ramachandra if you need protection in foreign countries. This is what told. So if you think you are in foreign country, actually it doesn't matter where you are on earth, we are in foreign country, foreign world only. Correct? We primarily supposed to be in spiritual world, but we are in a foreign world. But anyway, within foreign world, you take a birth, we call that as a home country, then you migrate to other country to find more wealth. Correct? But not only wealth, but in foreign country you also get lot of captivating energies. That is Maya comes. You need protection. Especially if you go to foreign country, let's say in Australia, and you start working, if you don't drink, you become outcast. Correct? You go to universities, you know, during lunch or evening or this party, that festival, so they will give you alcohol. And if you don't drink, you become outcast. Correct? So in your home country, if you drink, you become outcast. In foreign country, if you don't drink, you become outcast. Correct? So the food, you know, very difficult to get even vegetarian food. So you have to eat meat. So if you don't eat, you become outcast. So you need a protection. So you pray to Lord Ramachandra. So just like Lord Ramachandra, he went from his Ayodhya to various Aranya, Vanavasa. Then finally he also has to go to a foreign country called Sri Lanka. Correct? To face Ravana. And Ravana will promote what? He will promote intoxication, he will promote illicit sex, he will promote gambling, and he will promote meat eating also. So, and then if you don't do it, Ravana will not be happy. Correct? Similarly, if you are working, see, you, let's say you become number one in your education, material education, then you join a university or join work, start working somewhere else, and they will have party, they will also have festivals, just like in a temple, we have got so many festivals. They will have more festival than temple. Correct? In temple, everyday festival, but there everyday is every festival. And you need protection from Lord Ramachandra. So just like Ramachandra, you pray to Lord Ramachandra, thereby you will get a quality somehow which can withstand, even though you became outcast. Correct? It's difficult. You want a promotion, if you don't go with them and drink alcohol, no promotion. But if you are like a Ramachandra, renounce, doesn't matter. The throne is not important. I am very happy to go to, you know, Vanavasa. So you will be happy. Ultimate goal of life is to be happy. No promotion, all right. We are getting basic necessity met. Then you come to Mangala Arati, derive spiritual energy, be happy. Yeah, so therefore you need a protection from Ramachandra. So these all are protection we are seeking. So we should not just simply stop at, seeking protection and just to enjoy bodily and material world enjoyment. So we need to use that energy, the protection we get from Lord Sabadev, from Dhanavantri, from Yajna Purusha, from Sesha, to achieve divine position. You can achieve material position, become a Prime Minister of Australia, or you can achieve a divine position, which is become a servant of Lord Krishna, where you can achieve Satchidananda eternally, bliss eternally. Correct? So then no problem of this material symptoms such as becoming, you know, birth, boyhood, young man, family, old man. Then finally we don't know what. So you seek that protection and then achieve divine position. So that is the ultimate aim of all this protection. Not conquering other demons and taking the kingdom, but better to achieve divine position. So that is what Lord Asabadeva taught to his sons. So you also need to teach to your daughters or sons. This is actually challenging. So if you start teaching them, if you don't teach them, what happens? So let us say you don't teach to your daughters. Then, of course, in the beginning they might have learned, and slowly they go to university and all this, Albert Pierre College and university, then start working. Then if you ask them to marry a devotee, they will say, why? Why this Hare Krishna? He doesn't know what is enjoyment. Correct? So they will refuse. Okay? So it is better to teach them continuously, regularly, so that dose has to be there. Okay, so thank you all. So this is a nice protection we saw. We also looked at Dhanavantri Mantra as well. So read. So Dhanavantri Mantra, at least for the first line of that mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva Dhanavantre. Just add Dhanavantre at the end before taking any prasada. So then hopefully that prasada will not cause any illness to you. Correct? And then the eatable will not cause illness, or even if the illness is already there, then it will protect. Correct? One is causing, so stopping at the source, but we are not able to stop, we already got illness, then still pray, that illness will decrease, thereby so you can live strongly, healthy, then you can perform more and more devotion service and achieve divine position, that is the highest. Okay, with this, let me stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So, either you can ask me more questions if necessary. If not, just say again, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva Dhanavantre, and achieve the position of honoring Prasada made by Balavan Prabhu. Hare Krishna.